as a martial artist, an MMA fighter, how has that helped you in your personal life?
Immensely. So it has brought, I would say MMA has brought so much value to my life. And it's so funny to think because it is a blood sport. And of course, that is immediately what people see on the surface is just brutes punching each other in the face till they're bloody. I've had this conversation with my parents' friends, real fun conversations. And they're always the same. You could die. You could die. Why are you going to do it? Well, you could die. But I think from that struggle, characters are built. You know, I mean, in general, struggle builds character, right? But you're laid bare when it comes to an MMA fight. So, I mean, because of that, I find that MMA fighters are often some of the most humble, down-to-earth people.
Incredible people.
Yeah. And it just, like, it still never surprised me how cool some people are that are in the sport.
I think it is, it all comes down to the core what Bruce Lee talked about, the art of expressing yourself as a human being. And I think there's nothing more authentic and real than fighting, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was Joe Rogan that said it. Sort of thinks everyone should get punched in the face just once. Yeah. it was a humbling experience. And the biggest thing for me is just the community. Because I was so passionate about MMA. Yeah. Sorry, sidetracking from the community. I'll get back to that. Because I was so passionate about MMA, I found my discipline. I didn't have it for a long time. I found something that was so important to me that I was willing to make sacrifices. But I understood the real concept of discipline, which is the ability to not do the things you want to do now so you can do the things you want to do later. And that's something I carry with me every day. I will carry with me till the day I die. I have a greater understanding of what struggle is. I have amazing friends. I have people that I really consider family to me that has all stemmed from this. My career now, and still in general, like it's put me in the gym, and the gym is church and psychiatrist all in one. It's community center, and it's a house where people walk into with one objective, is to get better. And I think that is such a beautiful thing, that people walk through the doors and they have, everyone's got the same goal ultimately. It is to improve, whether it's just to get better at technique, learn a discipline, or to lose weight and feel better about themselves mentally, physically, whatever. It's such a noble pursuit, and I love it. I love the community. I love everything about it. I don't love everything about it, but I love most things.
Yeah.
About it.